This is episode 1 of 4 of the Eggs Podcast. Currently, you've been reading the book called The Crucible. Gio, what's The Crucible about?
Crucible is about the Salem Witch Trials based in Salem, Massachusetts.
So, Gabe, what's the town of Salem like?
Well, the town of Salem, like, to me, it would be dark, gloomy. It would be surrounded by forest. Not really a lot of excitement goes on over there because they're, like, separated from the rest of society, so it's like a isolated town. I would imagine a river being off to the side, because how else would they get water to drink? And it'd be a town where, like, everyone knows everyone.
So it's like a local town, like just a small town.
Yeah, a small town, but it's in the wild, or not wild, it's like kind of in the wilderness, because it's back like 18 whatever. It's a long time ago, so it's not like huge cities and places all compacted together. There are towns jotted everywhere around the map,
and with like individual buildings, right? Like they're all separated.
Yeah. So in Salem, since it is a small town and everyone does know everyone, I would feel like keeping secrets and everyone's business is hard to like keep a secret, because everyone knows anyone, and I'm guessing if you do something you shouldn't have or do something bad, like the whole town will know.
Now, Reverend Paris, he's an interesting character in this book. Edgar, why don't you tell us about Reverend Paris?
So, Reverend Paris is a minister in Salem, Massachusetts.
Well, what's his tone like? Like, how does he act in Salem, like, during the witch trials? Or before? How does he act before the witch trials, and then how does he act after the witch trials?
Well, we haven't gotten to the after part yet.
Well, yeah, like,
explain that in episode 4.
No, when the witch trials happen, how does he change?
Well, he had some guy come in, and he kept blaming everything on witchcraft. The guy was named Reverend Hale. And he kept blaming everything on witchcraft and trying to taint his name. Well, Paris didn't like the idea of witchcraft because he is the minister, and have the thought of having your daughter being attacked by the devil, or something as being sent by the devil, as you like you're representing God himself, would be like really bad on his name. And people would think he's not as powerful or influential as should be.
All right. Can you tell us like what happened in Act One, like concerning Reverend Paris?
Well, his daughter Betty got sick while they were in the woods. And it was like her and two other people were like dancing in the woods. And these people are they're a very religious group of people. So, and they believe that you should always have control of your body no matter what. So the fact like, and to them dancing is like that was for like the devil. Because when you're dancing, you're not really in control. You're just out there having fun. So it would assume if when they got caught, that they thought they were doing some demonic dance.
Okay. Now, there has been some conflicts that Reverend Paris was involved in. Can you explain to us what conflicts he was in?
Yeah, well, it turns out Reverend Paris, he, and some other guy who happens to be Reverend Hale's brother-in-law. They both ran for minister, and Paris won, and the other guy didn't. So naturally, there would be a grudge between the two, because the other guy thought Hale thought his stepbrother should have won.
Okay, is that it, or is there more?
Well, like, I mean, I can see why he doesn't want the ministry position to get taken away. Oh, yeah, wait, didn't they share, like, a property line or something?
Yeah, there's, like, a property line, like, if you call it, then it's yours. Like a line from here to there is your property, and if you go past it...
You're on their property.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it sounds like that would be a good idea, but in reality, it's not, because... Someone could say my property is from that tree to that boulder over there in the distance. And usually people who shared property lines fought over stuff like that because they thought, hey, you're getting wood from my yard, or because it's for this property line, and they get in huge arguments that, no, this is my property.
And they end up dying because,
well, yeah, they usually,
oh, you're on my property, get out or I'll shoot you.
Yeah, there's a lot of conflict between... Like, because there wasn't, like, a defined area that's yours. It's all just saying, hey, that's mine and this is yours.
Exactly.
All right. Now, back to Reverend Paris. Like, was he a preacher? Like, did he preach about God, or was he like, no, like, you cannot do this? Because in the book I read that he was talking about hell instead of, like,
God.
Like how to get to hell instead of, like, talking about God. Like,
yeah,
doing good things.
Yeah, I read that too. It's like, really what he only talked about was like, oh, this is bad. You worship the devil, you do this. And he never, like, really talked about, like, what to do to, like, get to heaven and stuff like that. So, like, what... Like, the good things. He only talked about the bad things.
Yeah, and then he's getting criticism in the whole town. Like, the whole town's, like, starting to call him out. Like,
what
are you doing, dude?
Not really the whole town.
Well, most of the town. Like, I do not want to learn about this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, we have about 30 minutes. You have about, like, 15 minutes to go.